This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Orange is the New Black wasn't just fabulous when it began in 2013. It was also one of the first big forays into original content by Netflix. The show's seventh and final season launches today. It's a show that really changed that industry. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra reports.
Stranger Things, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, The Crown. Before all of them, there was Orange is the New Black.
The animals, trap till the cage is full.
The show is about a couple dozen women who are serving time in a federal prison, including Piper Chapman, who was convicted on drug charges. Netflix dropped all 13 episodes of the first season at once, and that was pretty groundbreaking. Alfred L. Martin Jr. teaches media studies at the University of Iowa.
Orange is the New Black really kind of instituted this notion of binge watching and the idea that we don't have to wait a week to see what happens next to Piper and company.
Binge watching wasn't entirely new. Anyone who spent an entire day in pajamas watching Law & Order SVU reruns on TV can attest to that. It's so hard to break away. Elena Levine at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee says Netflix noticed this on its own platform.
Netflix had seen some evidence of people doing that on the, you know, network and cable shows that they were carrying, and people would just watch episode after episode.
So it decided to try this new model with original shows. First, House of Cards, and a few months later, Orange is the New Black. The show was very bingeable. It had lots of cliffhangers and complex, relatable women. It quickly shifted its focus from Piper, who's wealthy and white, to a diverse set of characters. Other women who were Black, white, Latina, Asian, LGBTQ, and who came from many economic backgrounds. Elisa Perrin teaches television studies at the University of Texas at Austin.
It was such a refreshing breath of fresh air to have an ensemble cast that was so varied in their perspectives and experiences.
Netflix says more than 100 million people have watched Orange is the New Black. Many of them will no doubt be binging it this weekend. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.